Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Do you want to be one of the greats? Not just somebody who makes a living, but someone who's one of the greats, someone that everyone looks up to, someone that says, that's who I want to be like. I can't believe how they did it. How did they become so successful? Do you want to be like a Buffett, a Branson, a Gates, and many other people? Or what about Aretha Franklin? You don't have to say Aretha Franklin. All I just say is Aretha. You know who I'm talking about, the Queen of Soul. When she starts singing, where does it come from? Is it the words on the page? Of course it is. But it comes from somewhere deep inside. She makes the connection. You listen right away. You want to hear it. You want to be part of it. You trust that it's going to be great. And any song that she comes out with, she's got the credibility. You know you're going to listen to her. How do the greats become great? They don't become great because they read a book. And, of course, certainly we need to read books and we need to understand what the techniques are. You can go to Amazon. You can go to any book site. You can pull up sales presentations. You can pull up so many books you couldn't read them in a lifetime. And if you read every single one of those books, you still may not be great. You might know the technique, but talking about Aretha or talking about Branson or any of those great people, where does it come from? It comes from inside, because there are three big winning strategies that they use, and you can use those three big winning strategies in a sales presentation. The first is relationships. These people build relationships with other people. They're just not someone that they're using. They make you feel like you're part of their life. They make you feel like you're there for them. They have a situation where they build trust. People that do business with them trust them. They look up to them. They say, these are the people that have the knowledge, the understanding, the insight. And they build credibility. They make sure that when they're doing a deal, everybody wins. Or when Aretha sings, we all win. Because we feel it. We walk away and we feel good about what we've done. When we do a deal with someone that we've built a relationship and we have trust with and we have credibility, we are happy about doing that deal. They've made money. We've made money. Everything's great. Maybe we'll do another deal in the future. As a matter of fact, we want to do another deal in the future. We want them to walk into our office, into our business. We want to see them. We don't see them as salespeople who are there to take advantage of us. We see them as an equal partner who's there to help us. We're here there to help them. So if you really want to win, if you really want to be successful in your business, if you want to be the best salesperson on the planet, build relationships, build trust, build credibility. And let's add one more thing to that. Let's listen. Let's listen to people, what they have to say. Let's hear it. Let's understand it. Let's understand who they are. Let's connect with them. Let's understand their position. Let's understand their needs. Let's understand how we help them. Let's not just walk into their office when we're doing a sales presentation and say, hi, I'm Mr. Salesperson. This is my company. This is what it's done. This is who I am. This is why you want to do business with me. What do you know about them? You know nothing about them. You don't know what their needs are. You're just throwing it at them hoping that it's going to stick. May not. Find out who people are. Build that relationship. Build that trust. Build that credibility. And listen. And it also goes not only for business, but in everything in your life. This is Howard Lewinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you, and I always like listening to what you have to say. You are the people that make the country work. You make it strong. You create the jobs. Let's get out there and let's make it happen. And as I said, Of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.